What kind do you need?
Hey, go. We're only good dogs, snail like it. Ho chunk, yeah, on a giga. My head is on a good dog. We're on. Nah, when I gave around, we get a girl. Ah, so next you. Meek what do you do? Honey, I get to go, eh? Edge mink, what I do not. As the Maichedit, that eating while lying down is forbidden. If a person is ill or unable, that's when they eat lying down. I've heard. So. On the second item, I would say, Hokaz logeja jojojra rohide. Hokaz logeja jojojra rohide. Wanari gigo wa nangshana aideshuno. Machedit era. Whistling in the dark is forbidden. But the easiest way for me to translate is what's said. They are calling spirits or ghosts. So, cause loge de jo roja, lo ride. Wanariki go on shun. Aide shun. We done in aegi. O cause loge ja. No kichon keshkajra. Wanariki shkajwa unangshe. Aide shun. O cause loge ja. No kichon keshkajra. Wanariki shkajwa unangshe. Aide shun. Maichedit at playing hide and seek in the dark. When playing hide and seek in the dark, one is playing with spirits, ghosts, it was said. We jobregi wangregi wajan himandagara no ride. Why is it a hijan khani da anaje aide? Wangregi. Jean Himanagra Lohide. Why is it a Jean Khani Ranaja Aide? Hey, Maichedit, you cannot point at anything in the sky. You can, or you might lose a limb. I'm wondering about fingers, or if it's legs and arms, limb, but you can't point at the sun, moon, clouds, stars, etc. Yes.
Do you know why they say that? Really?
I think that might have to do with the clans. I'm guessing now. I am just simply guessing. We belong to the lower clan, the deer clan. And of course we have clans that are from the sky or above us. And I don't know if that is their property or if that is their are their beings. We don't know, you know, that's how those clans operate. We know some things, but not everything. So, I don't know. It's just that I think it's respect. Usually we are forbidden from doing or saying things just out of sheer, simple respect for people or beings or everything, really. So,
do you think that Sky clans, they have similar?
It's possible. That's why I couldn't say. You know, we're kind of holding to our own, and we seem to just stay within our clans and family groups. No, I wouldn't even want to guess at what they do, and what we're told is what we hear and we follow. And out of respect for our elders, the old people, if the old people lay down a rule or a simple a rule like this, I don't want to call it a law, we have to respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we ask questions of the right person and within our clan elders, we could probably get an answer. But there you have to be careful what you ask, or who you ask, or when you ask. You can't have a little kid come up and ask, hey, what? How come I can't do this? Well, they'll give you some kind of answer, I'm sure. But back in my youngster days, if an elder prohibited something, saying you don't do this, little rules you might think, but you respect that and you follow it, you don't do it. Something that you're prohibited from. Little rules, like even when you're eating at special places and stuff, some things you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you simply just follow that directive or that rule. So that's why I don't have any answers. And you'll notice that it was said, well, how far back does it go?
Yeah.
Just a couple centuries, or back to our ancestors, way, way back? I have no idea. But it has stuck, it stays with us.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing hard not to follow. We sachana gago minangra. Hop jane gija na nachko nagi. Waja hakepini hora giwekshne karach wajeje aire. Gihekche. Gago minangra. Hop jane gija na nachko gi. Na nachko nagi. Waja hakepini hora giwekshne karach wajeje aire. Makadit eda, when you hear a whippoorwill during broad daylight, it means something not good or bad, something bad. Hakewe, hakewe, wara, wunigida gikshana. Hampogda hija, chihi paija, na nachku gnagi, waja hakepini, hora givikshnu, wajeja aire. Hampogda hija, Chihi paija na nachku nagi waja hakepini horagi ekchene wajeja aire. If an owl is heard near one's dwelling, it is a bad omen. If you hear an owl at night or whatever, right at your house, kind of spells a bad omen. That's what that means.
Why is that?
Well, I imagine through experiences, and I've heard some personal accounts, where I know that one person, well, at least I'll tell you about one, there's more. One owl was heard outside the house. And the old man went out there and just yelled at the owl, what are you doing here? Just leave. Go home. And I think he scared it enough, the owl did leave. But it was something they lost. The woman who was telling me this lost her aunt shortly after. Her aunt got sick and died. And she said she's a firm believer in that. That's the only time that she's experienced it, but she has heard others tell stories like that. So I heard another one at the branch office, but I'll get to that maybe. But yeah, again, it's through experience, and it's nothing false, and some say it's a myth. Well, sure, nowadays you can look at it, maybe it is a myth, fine, that's up to them. But in our ways, it was kind of believed in because it happened. Something did happen. Coincidence? We don't know.
Is it just like one specific type of owl, or is it always just like any owl?
I would say any owl, because I know there are various types of owls,
mm-hmm.
and I think all the people used to know the various types of owls. Different sounds, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you live in the woods, if you grew up in the woods like some of us,
mm-hmm.
you know the different sounds from owls, coyotes, you need different birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then, I had a question about the whippoorwills.
Huh?
Why is that? Because.
The gago minute during the daytime?
Yeah.
It's still daylight when they come out, as far as I know. It's not even dark yet when you'll hear the whippoorwills in the woods someplace nearby.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, I imagine during the daytime, something like high noon or someplace there about you hear one. It's, again, that's sort of a bad omen, as soon as anything else.
I think that one's funny because when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Whippoorwills scared me so much. I was terrified of them.
Oh, really?
Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. The ones that come out towards the evening and
yeah,
you can hear them all over the place?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to cry because
sure.
I was so afraid of them.
Yeah. That might have held. Yeah.
It was just, I think, me being silly and little. But.
Well, they used to try to scare us with the hompooks, owls. You
yeah.
know, hompooks and bats. Oh, they're going to be out pretty soon. You better get in the house.
Get in the house and the hompooks are going to get you?
Yeah, yeah, that kind of thing. Which was, that could be that, too, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard the whippoorwill thing until just now.
Yeah. Well, these are some of the things that I've kind of picked up on and I've heard from others. And Idagnina, Panshishikera, Chapeng, Arepidekchenen. Panshishikera, bats. Chapeng, soon. Arepidekchenen, they're going to, Arep means surface or to show up. Arepidekchenen, they will be showing up. The bats are coming out soon. You'll hear that. In my mind, of course, nowadays I look at it, this was to scare the kids into the house or keep them in the home dwelling at night or before nightfall they were to get in. So that some of these may be attached to that, but it's some of the things that we've lived with, and some of them are the omen things. But these are just a few of the things that I've heard. There are others, but we're restricted from telling some of the other ones that kind of have total meaning to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is all I got. What else did I hear? Oh, somebody at the branch office mentioned, Waningia, Hirohombajaji, Hirohombajaji Kokokshin. A bird came and rapped on the window, and they kind of asked me what that meant, and I said, wow, I didn't have that on this list. But yeah, that's also a bad one. Somebody's going to get sick, and then that gal said, somebody's going to die. Could be that extreme, yeah. And so they asked, she's from another tribe, and she was told that she could take some, not sweetgrass, what do you call that other stuff?
Sage.
Sage, yeah, whatever they do. I said, yeah, you can talk to your clan people or your elders, and they'll tell you what to do with it, if it's sage that you use. I said, we have what we use, but because you're Ojibwe, I can't tell you. Just listen to your elders, whatever they do with the sage. Go ahead and do it in your home, whatever they do to offset that or to counter that. So we have our own ways. So they gonna keep it up unless you got some more questions.
How did you hear about these? Was it just like listening, or was it getting in trouble, or?
We've been told these as kids, little kids growing up. Of course, we lived way out in the woods, but we were close enough to the mission community. I don't know how old people were, or my uncles, my aunts, even my parents, even. I don't know how old they were before they kind of countered these stories, but they were applied to us as youngsters. You better get in the house. Or, you know, that type of situation. It's going to get dark pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ignore them, they might say, Hapogra, Hapenga Reproduction, or Hapanshishikera. Does that mean bad? Yeah, get in the house. Far as some of the other stories go, yeah, you hear that from some of the old people, maybe telling stories to my uncles or something. That's when you hear it. We were always, it's a small house, and we were all together, we all lived together. You as kids, you're growing up, you're listening to everybody anyway. You hear a lot of things. So this is relating to what I've told you today. There are many other things that we've heard as kids growing up. You know, the veterans coming home. People going to medicine dances, and getting ready. People going to the feast lodge, getting ready. So you pick up bits and pieces as you're growing up, including the language. So that's why we hold our language with this, but we heard it constantly. And then the rules that go with everything. All societies have rules. So that's what we kind of grow up in. That's where these stories come from.
Mm-hmm.
like I said, there are more, but again, I'm restricted from those.
Okay.
So that's the best I can do with some of the cultural things, Ho-Chunk things.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have some more questions.
Oh, I had a story for you.
Huh.
So the owl thing. I was talking to one of my friends, and he is Pima from Arizona, and he was telling me one night that his mom wasn't allowing him to go outside at night because they heard an owl outside of their home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think it's interesting how the cultures, or like cultural ideas, can spread that far.
Yeah, kind of connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Because a lot of their same beliefs are, from what he's told me, that they're very similar to ours.
I believe that. I've run into people too. I've had discussions. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always kind of amazing and always interesting for me to meet someone. Yeah. I knew a Pima, worked with him for a little while. Gila River man, I forgot his name. I also knew another one from Nia Bay on the coast of Seattle, Washington, coast on Nia Bay Reservation, macaws. They have a similar type of culture. And I've been to Alaska, of course, and they're a little different, but yeah. But the language is very key, and it's how it's expressed. So I may have expressed some of the things a little differently. Also, my translations might be a little different, but that's as close as I can get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
I can know some of these.
Why do you think that it's birds or winged animals or winged creatures that are the bad luck?
You mean owl and bats?
Yeah, or like whippoorwills.
I don't think they're bad. I think that's what they use to scare people, because the stories, if you remember, we had huge birds, huge animals. Eagles are big.
Mm.
They can pick up a small deer. They were to scare, and I think they scared their own kids way back when, where they say, oh, they'll come down and get you. Get in the house type, scare the children type.
Mm-hmm.
About the bats, sometimes we know they're rabid nowadays, right?
Yeah.
So they must have had some kind of disease way back. Some stories might have transpired, but like you said, you be careful, those bats will build a nest in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll come down to your hair, land on your hair, and nest there. But can you imagine somebody being bitten in some fashion if something, you know, how they swoop in?
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do they accidentally hit anything, because it's just the way they're tuned into the air and everything. But no, I don't think they're being painted as bad. I think it was just something that probably adults used to scare the kids with on books, which could be, maybe it was an eagle that would have been big enough to pick up. Maybe there were humpbacks big enough to pick up small dogs and stuff. But you're talking about, again, whippoorwill. That's a sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mysterious sound out there. You never see the whippoorwill, but you hear it, okay?
Yeah.
And these dogs say, point at it. By the time you find it, it quits. You think, oh, is that right? So you hear one again, you start pointing at it, trying to look for it, but it quits anyway. But you if you pointed at it, you know, it's just something that. Yeah. No, I don't think it's a matter of the winged creatures or the ones in the air that fly that are bad. I think they were probably big enough to pick up small dogs or small animals, eagles and humpbacks. Well, humpbacks, you know, they'll take rabbits that like nothing. So, you know, they can carry a kid off us, but maybe they said scared some kids. That's what I think. That's, again, that's personal theory.
Okay.
I don't think you want to paint the winged creatures bad.
No, not all of
them.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because I never even thought of that. No. Well, look at all the animals. You know, look at people afraid of wolves and cougars and bears. No, they might have to be bad. Because civilization is spreading, but they're not. They exist out. They've always been here.
Mm-hmm.
Four-legged creatures came before we did. The fish came before we did too. So we recognize a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the last ones here. But we're put here with everything else, so that's what we give thanks for.
Yeah.
use here. So. Yep, that's only stories that I have for you, Mr. Yuni.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. At least I'll have this to follow. I'll try to fix up this paper, but it's got to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I fixed it on yours somewhat. So. I just made some notes, so. Oh, there are a lot. There's more. I'm sure if you discuss with some other people, there's something new.
Why do you think they said about the no whistling? Like, what?
Whistling in the dark?
Yeah, why do you think that calls spirits to you?
I could just think of goofy reasons, but no, I don't know the reason why you can't whistle at night because you're calling spirits or ghosts. Whistling is sort of a way to talk, and maybe way back when, at night, you heard people whistling, or a whistle that's trying to sound like a bird or something, maybe it's after dark, I don't know. It could be an attempt or a movement, a coordinated movement with some people. That's a military thing, that if they're going to do something at a village, different village or something, that's one way to communicate. Whistling, because we didn't have, they didn't have radios, or they could throw rocks at each other. They had to be pre-organized to do something. But if they whistle, they're out in the woods and they're whistling, and if they sound like birds, then they could raise all of the village if it was a coordinated thing. And then the other one is, if they believe in people poisoning people, they assume that they came in the dark and acting like other animals, etc., to get to these people and poison specific ones, or somehow do their stuff, and they were noticeable, but they were listening, but they didn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
So they would assume that that's what that was. You know, it was one of those people coming to do this trick thing. And I heard somebody whistling out there last night or something. That could be just, you know, I thought a lot. Because I didn't have an answer.
Okay.
Why?
I thought about the military one.
Yeah, it's just said, you know, Aire.
I know.
Yeah, so we're a lot of things we're told, Aire. So, well, who said it? I don't know, but that's what has been said from way back, so shut up. So, that's how we grew up.
I thought about the military, or the warfare one a lot.
Sure.
Because it would make sense with how long Ho-Chunks were at war for.
Yeah.
And so then, if you didn't want anyone to know where you were,
yeah,
then you wouldn't want to be making sounds at night or playing alone in the dark, because then there's the possibility of being captured or spotted.
Ruined?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be. I thought of that. Because something like that, they weren't dumb. When they fought each other, they knew what was going on. That's why they had defensive tactics all the time. But if somebody would just sneak up and together approach something, how else are they going to communicate if they were in position? Like, okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? You need it down the line. There could be no distance talking to each other. So we do that anyway. Sometimes we're in a position, the military, and the bad guys are so close, you don't dare want to talk on the phone, or you have your radio. And you can hear them talk to you in a real dull tone.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the old radios. Nowadays they have something new. But you go by clicks. Go by clicks and say, okay, we have contact. Okay. Or we need help. We need gunships. Or we need a flare shot over. So yeah, so they were whistling while we were doing the clicking, and they could hear on the other end, and that's all the radios people sat around and listened to, hear who it's coming from. And this click to say, hey, someone's in trouble, or someone's got contact. So relay it down the line, like, you put only a small team out there, and they have to spend the night. One or two have to stay awake all night. So we have to lay in a circle to find a spot that's a small circle, and your touches are the ones that say, are you awake? One punch. And it hits you back, say, yeah, I'm awake. And then it hits the next guy. Goes all the way around in a circle, and he comes back. Punch you, and hit you. But if it's a certain time, it's just going to be your watch. It's one rep and then two reps. It's a good kind of watch. Just pre-established signals.
Okay.
Hey, or you get a kick in the leg if you're snoring. If you start to snore, you get a knee in the leg or a knee down and punching you in the leg. And that's, you're not startled as much for some reason. Snoring. Turn over, or snore again, you can hit again, but still. Just something that'll survive, and I'm talking about signals rather than whistles, it's touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the radio is a click.
Right.
So that's what they would have done too. So I whistle four times, that means we're in position to do whatever we're ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I cry like a whipple, or if I screech like an owl. We're ready to go. Just thought of things like that. But again, why can't you whistle in the dark? You're calling ghosts or spirits. You better watch out, look around you. That'll make anybody look around when they tell you that as a kid. Well, that's kind of messed up. And, you know, mm-hmm. Start wondering, who did I call or what did I call?
Did you ever have experience with that?
No.
No.
No, I haven't. Not that kind of, not this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of them. I've been told one, and which is true, a couple of them. But I've never personally experienced any of these. Do I whistle in the dark? Nope, I don't whistle. Am I scared to whistle? No, I just don't whistle. I've experienced some of the things, but nothing like this.
Okay. Can you think of anything else?
The one thing I was going to say was, have you read the book Things Fall Apart? That, about the tribe in Africa or whatever? There's a part in there where they tell a kid not to whistle in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And there's some tribe in Africa that was kind of, I thought that was kind of interesting. That
yeah.
The same thing. And I actually looked up on the internet, whistling in the dark, just to see if
sure.
There was anything else. And it said that a lot of Asian communities don't do that either.
Hmm.
So.
That's interesting.
Pretty universal.
It must come from the past someplace.
Yeah.
I don't know where. That's why you say, because they don't know the answer, they say, well, don't ask me. You know, that's just what it said.
Yeah.
So, again, if the elders are talking and you've got to respect it, that's just what it falls. I have to tell you, right? Tell you what it said. Well, we're still here as a coach on people, so still known by policies, rules, and house rules, and family rules. You just have to maintain it with other language. Where are all of our students? Walker. Leah Walker's back, isn't she?
There was another event going on tonight for that.
Oh, that's right. Some kind of storytelling.
Yeah.
I'll try to make it next Tuesday. It looks like that Rayanne is still slated for Tuesdays.
Yeah, who knows where she is, though.
Pardon me?
I called her, and she didn't answer.
Oh, she might be at that thingamajiggy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Storytelling time.
Pick this or whatever. Don't. Well, that's all I have. All the stuff my little girl's at ballet. My granddaughter, Henning's daughter. She has ballet Tuesday. Just turned 7 years old. Did you ever try it?
Ballet? Yeah.
You did? How many years?
I think like 3 or 4.
Really?
Maybe more than that.
Then you stopped.
Yeah, I stopped because I was, it's too good. No, I think I got bored with it.
Yeah.
And
people do. Mm-hmm. But yet some of them look back, you hear a lot of them say, I wish I never gave it up. You know, so.
Yeah.
They always look back when they see somebody that stay right in and here they are performing over here at the Wilshire Center. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way it looks. We're not forcing her. She's not going to go into the not private next. She's been in it now for 2-3 years. 3 years.
Hmm.
So she won't be in the nutcracker this year. She said, no thanks. After the summer, spring session is over, we're done until next fall. If she wants to, put her back in again. Actually, I want her to stay in shape. I don't want her to get fat. And that's what I like. Well, she also does swimming besides ballet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many kids her age aren't doing anything. Video games. Not even home yet. So that's what I don't want her to do. She's pretty good about it. Well, she doesn't have a choice. Her mother has pushing her, and we push her, and her dad pushes her.
Mm-hmm.
Not really pushing, but we're there. Yeah, you can call me anytime if you have any questions.
Okay.
Our fortunate language and everything.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing there?
Good.
Okay, your homework that you got today? Did you get one?
Yeah. I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. It ain't that easy, but I'm sure you can get it. I didn't see your hand at all.
Got a sort of a question.
Huh?
So I've kind of been looking at that Iowa website.
Yeah.
That there's this guy who made a dictionary, sort of.
Uh-huh.
And for like sun and moon and stuff, they say me instead of we.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like really close. And then I think maybe like Oto or somebody says be.
Yeah. Well, they're close to us.
Yeah.
Oto's are.
And I looked at some of their other words, and they had quite a few that had like me in the beginning. And then like some of them, they had like, Winnebago, this is what they say.
Yeah.
So like, I remember they had Minke for raccoon or something.
Oh, really?
Wake. And I was trying to, looked in the lexicon thing I have for see if there were anything that we had that started with me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I really noticed was Mimike.
Butterfly.
Yeah. And I was thinking that a lot of the times with like animals and stuff, they kind of like describe them, sort of. And then, so I was thinking maybe Mimike was like maybe something that's like sunny. And then we and me are sort of interchangeable. Or else maybe like.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Wee-Wee-Kay at one point.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, these guys are doing the same thing, handing a number of linguists and kind of checking into that stuff. And yeah, we're closely related. Some of the words match pretty closely. Well, look at the Nebraska. Our other half. When we went there to visit, I noticed a lot of different words, but I didn't say anything. I didn't want to say anything. You guys are right with this. So we have to get together here too, but that's one language. It's supposed to be one language. That's what we had to attempt it to do, and we never had a follow-up meeting. Richard was supposed to set that up for us. And then we were supposed to get a tribal council backing on it, tribal government backing for both governments for an MOU or something. So they're supposed to be backing this language thing. After this textbook comes out, time saying we have to pick one standard form we're going to use, and we're trying to find out what we hear the most, and that's one we're sticking with.
Mm-hmm.
So it will become a standard. In the dictionaries, it'll still recognize other forms. But
yeah.
Do you think that then, like, the other forms will drop out completely?
Ultimately,
eventually?
Within the next 100 years, yeah.
But it's better than having the whole language drop out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm. But this is, linguistically, I can see how they looked at the structure of these languages. She's pretty top-notch linguist. Very high, internationally. Of course, you guys don't know that. We don't know, a lot of people don't know that. But she's really high up in international community, language. But if she says, here's how it's fitting together, and I agree with her, well, yeah. Well, here's what the language has been dropped. This portion has been dropped. But we'll write it like we are now. We're writing it in, but we no longer say it. It has changed over to something. And it's so common that that's what we're using now. But just like at the end, right now you got people, speakers, that will say, Jenny, hey, na. Jenny. Hey, skik, Jenny, hey, na. Hey, skik, Jenny, hey, na. That's the ending of that. It's like Janay, Frisky, Janay, Hey, Ma. We've dropped those two endings because Janay, everybody says Janay, Frisky, Janay, Frisky, Janay. That's what it's going to be. But without that, Hey, Ma, it does not alter the meaning. It's kind of inflected somewhat a little bit for a stronger imperative or something sometimes. Like you're gonna break that. You know, like a caution, a cautious type thing, warning type thing. Or sort of I wouldn't want to say angry because we're not supposed to be getting angry with this stuff. Some warning type thing. So, yeah, we dropped that a long time ago. It's not in any of our writings right now. Janae, that's it. Let's get Janae. I need Janae. Chuck Janae. I need Chuck Janae. So, yeah, trying to set the standards, and they all take a lot of heat for it ultimately. But, let's see, this textbook start is the first textbook. There'll be more. But this to set the standard. That's how people are going to learn 50 years from now. We don't have any speakers left. If we don't have. I think we will. I think we will. Still have some. So, we're lucky getting a lot of tribes just trying to pick up their languages, and it's gone. It's already gone. But they're picking up what they've got, the Smithsonian and their writings, and they're trying to develop their language. It's kind of sad. Down. Lower Brule, the Sioux people, Sitting Bulls people, over at Lower Brule, their language, they don't even use language. Speak English. I was sitting up talking to the chairman, I was told him what I was going through there for. I was going to a meeting, and I was talking to him, and once he found out about our language, he said, yeah, that's very important. He said, how many speakers you guys got left? We don't have any. It's a sewer language. No one speaks it on that place.
Do you think it's similar to them, like other Sioux languages? Do you think that their dialect is similar enough to others where they would be able to pick it up at least?
Yeah, there are a lot of Sioux tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should if they wanted to do it. But they're mostly Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You see Catholic churches all over the place. Right now, it's for various reasons that people want to come back to the language, and some of them I'd like to make it monetary. I'd like to mandate the language. I was talking to you both already know regarding our next per cap increase. If there's going to be an increase, it should be tied to that first word book, and we should be able to test them with 5 questions out of that book.
Kind of like a citizenship test?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then if they don't pass it, they'll have to continue to work on it, but that money will be set aside in the escrow account for them, because legally you can't take it from them. Other than just put it aside until it's sold. And use the interest earned to dump it back into the land program because of all the materials. And it would be until age 55, then they can draw that 55, whatever's in there. And we would exempt anybody age 55 on up from this requirement to them dumb to learn English. They haven't learned it by now. I mean, say dumb, say too old, I should say. Too drunk to learn. But anyway, that's what I had suggested and never got off the ground. There were other little rules that I put in there that there would be an exemption for certain people, you know. Incompetent people and some other disabled people that wouldn't be required to take that exam. So it would be a high school exam plus 5 questions out of that book that they could answer. So they'd have to know everything that's in there, but just verbatim, the animals, colors, you know, simple
easy stuff.
Yep. So then that would get them on the whole jump track, and some of those wanted to learn more, they'd continue. So that's what we're doing. But it ain't happened yet. That and them, actually there's more and more younger people coming to the Feast Lodge. You'll also see more and more people at the medicine dance on the outside. Got some coming up this spring. So we have to gear up for that too. Because those are the songs, Feast Lodge and Medicine Lodge, Scalp Dance, are the songs that hold the stories. Regardless of what we say out there. Can't change the songs. So I'll keep throwing the language out to whoever wants to hear it and try to learn. You guys are going to have a difficult time if we, well, I don't know what you guys want to learn here, but I know I don't want to get too ahead of the game at the class either. But I also do want to drag it on by starting at the beginner's level with these guys, some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're going to start out with De, Je, and Ga, and which we started at the stage of gaming about 6 months ago. So now we're going to get into the verbs, but we're going to get into the shapes that you guys did not too long ago. And 4 red diamonds or 4 red hearts, and 2 rectangles.
How many people go to that class?
The maximum is 14 there at one time, but it's dwindled down to 8 and 6 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask. I don't know if some people got fired or transferred. I think some are people at Ho-Chunk now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. And I don't see some of them there anymore. The Ho-Chunks. So sometimes we know as Ho-Chunk we quit. We don't make too much money and leave. So I don't know what's going on. But I have 6 regulars at least, and 8 sometimes. But it helps with the director. Carol Ostrom is the director there. She's a student. Judy Whitehorse, I think she's marketing. She's a student. The top dogs are students. Richard, young Richard Mann, and then that Scott, I think he's on the resident, but he's a whole chunk. And then there's one white guy from the University Hospital that comes all the time. He's pretty good. He's good. He says, how can you do all this and say all that? Do you remember? He says, no. He said, I take everything, all those sound devices from the website and then what we get here, and I just plug in my, what is that player they have?
iPod?
Yeah, something where you can take it off the computer and throw it in that iPod and it's in there. It's from your CDs. So he said, yeah, I listen to it all day. You know how it's supposed to sound. And he sounds okay. So he's probably the top student over there. Put the rest of the gang to shame. He's a white guy. Pretty good guy.
Maybe we should send John over there.
Well,
challenge him.
I sure like to use John all over the place, but right now we're holding you back by the tribal government. No, you guys, actually, this whole class, I didn't suggest it. I thought about it. I said, hey, maybe we ought to run this whole class up to the legislators. Boy, and he snapped and said, no way. They're never going to go up to it.
Why not?
Well, there's a class. I mean, why waste time, I guess. Basically, what do you think?
Bring the legislators down here. They can sit in on our class.
Yeah, they could just get them mad.
Why?
Because they don't know how to speak Ocean. A lot of them. Over half.
Well, then we're just going to have to, like, push them
right.
to
That's
learning a little
That's
bit
what
more.
I was hoping to do. But, no, that was just a thought. Actually, we could put them in the chain with those little kids from daycare.
Oh, did you ever find a word for popsicle?
Ha! We'd have to make one up.
Okay.
We'd have to make one up. Do you know that those words we use for ice cream cone was made up by me? They would rely on me. It's not wise cup school. It's wise cup hoo hoo, which is like crunchy cookie
mm-hmm.
bread, where you put ice cream in. That's all it was. Nourgissu hoju. Nourgissu hoju. So it's wise cup hoo hoo. It's a cookie. Wise cup hoo hoo. Nourgissu hoju. So it's a. That's where you put the ice cream into. One of those ice cream cones that's made out of that cookie stuff. Basically, that's all it is. So, popsicle, we haven't come up with yet, as far as I know. Somebody tried it once. We were talking about it, but I don't think we came up with one.
How many times would you have to use the words ni and sini and
oh.
You could make it go on for a while,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. What was the other one we made up?
Chocolate.
Waffles. Well, chocolate was made up by that little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Waffles.
Kind
of. We didn't say padach for a square,
mm-hmm.
but I just said padach. It is bread.
Mm-hmm.
Padach. Instead of using, I wanted to use padach as well. Pancake flour. That it cuts into the pancake area, so we said wise cup padach. Then waffles usually are square. Wise cup da huku is toast. Da huku, slightly burnt, kind of touchy burnt. Wise cup da huku. That's where that came from. So yeah, we're doing it, and they're relying on me to do it. If Karina and Caroline don't do it, call my mother sometimes, but also I'd like to get old Sharon Harrison. You're all kind of afraid to, I don't know. Since I've been told I can say or do anything after I came home from war, and I decided I'll use that status and say, okay, we'll create a word, something close. Just like the one I argued with Dennis about is the satellite is a mouse. We don't wish. We haven't used it, but I'm still, I think that's one we'll end up with, if they ask me. It's a metal star. Satellite. Or should I say titanium? No, it's not easy. You guys are going to be involved in wordsmithing. Well, it's fun, though. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now. Except if they sent me back to the Buffalo farm, I'd definitely go back. Miss the horses, the hunting. Not everything's done already. I'm not doing no work. All the fences are up. Gates.
Maybe that's why they won't send you back.
Tractor. So we got.
What
give
about
tours.
That badger ammunition.
Badger?
Plant?
Yeah, that's. Oh, I might be involved in that. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, anybody can do it. It's been done now, so now that we set an example. Now they're jumping back another 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. before we get that property. And I think they already put the fence and Zion location lines in it already, and I think they know what they need. I told them.
And that's going to be buffalo in there too, right?
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's the main reason that our tribe's getting that land to put buffalo on.
Prairie restoration.
Right, prairie grass restoration. So.
Do they give away buffalo meat then? If
no.
No, they should. That's
some
pretty
farm
good.
Raises white buffalo, strictly white buffalo. So I don't know if they did it from some genetic manipulation or what. I don't know, but there's a ranch. Oh, that's a place. Raises nothing but white buffalo. Kind of weird, but I suppose. I don't know if they're true albinos or not.
They could start a whole, like, food program with buffaloes.
I thought I heard they'd do some, like they'd sell some, like just because eventually they'd get to be too many buffalo, so they'd have to get rid of some of them.
Oh, we're selling buffalo meat now at the C stores.
Really?
Yeah. Sure. I know the one in Black River for sure has buffalo meat. I'm not sure if the one down at Burchuk does.
What about Toma?
The one by Toma, I don't know. I think they do, Toma and Black River.
Huh. Let's go get some buffalo meat.
Buffalo burger.
Mmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's no fat. I know. High iron, high protein, high something else too, but low cholesterol, low fat.
I read about Buffalo Commons. Some people from New Jersey came up with this idea back in like the late 80s.
Yeah.
To make like all the Great Plains area, like parts of South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and like south down to like Texas or so.
Yeah.
Just make it a giant national park with
free
buffalo.
Roaming buffalo. Yeah.
And they said recently it's actually becoming
closer
because like people, populations out there are decreasing because like birth rate isn't very high and
mm-hmm.
people are moving to the cities and people are older out there.
Yeah.
And so, said actually, there may be some sort of thing
someday
like that.
So you can hunt them and everything.
Yeah, and that and like cattle and like crops out there aren't necessarily like sustainable, really.
Yeah.
And like, well, obviously buffalo survive out there, so that's a reasonable alternative.
The biggest battle is Cattle Ranch Association. Cattle Ranchers Association.
Yeah.
No, that's been thrown out. We know all about it. All right, now the tribes who are once is going to get buffalo out of the national park starter. We've proven it doesn't take long. We were up to 398 before I left, and we had to do that mass kill because we had to reduce the herd because our surplus hay was going down so fast. We were haying them for most of the year, even though they had the grass in the summer. That's why we're down to 122. That's a maximum that muscular. Maximum.
I think
I'm gonna edit it. Make sure you edit that properly.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.